Shir Lamed Aleph and Bamat Zira Rosh Hashiva Chafei Teves Heitov Shemem Zion, January 26, 1987, on Monday.
So, if the price of labor is constant, hasn't changed, there is no problem. Because when you were engaged, so the work for the whole day was $10. That now half of the work is unfinished, so he will pay the worker $5, and then he'll engage another worker for $5. So he will sustain all loss, the employer will sustain all loss. But suppose there is a change in the price of labor. When the worker was engaged, so the price of labor works. A day's work was $10. Happy day's work, $5. And now, happy day's work, you have to pay $8. So the question is, does he have to pay the worker $5? Then to finish his work, you have to engage a worker for the other half of the day. And you have to pay $8. So, the employer will have $3 loss. That would mean that the worker is yodah al-tachteinu. He's yodah al-yeinu. That the worker is yodah al-yeinu. Or we say the worker is yodah al-tachteinu. You want to be chayzer. You are a human, you can be chayzer. But you have to sustain the loss. In other words, the employer can say to the worker, I'm not going to pay you $5. I'll pay you now $5. Then I'll have to finish up the work, the other half of the work. This is yet unfinished. So I'll have to pay $8. So together it will be 5 and 8 will be 13. And when I engage you, so it would have costed me $10. So I'll give you only $2. Change your mind, find your every person, but I'll pay you only $2. Then I'll engage another worker to finish the other half of the work. I'll give him $8. So you'll be $2 and $8. So I'll have to spend as much as I would have spent if you hadn't been paid. That would mean that the worker can be right there, but it's your daughter. So both Rabbeis and the Rabbanon agree. Repeal can be chayzer. Who can say that repeal cannot be chayzer? Repeal is not an eved, not a slave. He's a free person. Why shouldn't he be chayzer just because he promised to work? So that means he should be. No, there is no such idea. There is no such idea. But the machlekes between Rabbeis and the Rabbanon is when he is chayzer. And there is a change in the price of labor, so who bears the loss? So the Rabbanon say, Yodei al-yeinu, so the employer bears the loss. And Rabbeinu says, Yodei al-tachteinu, the worker bears the loss. But chizei can. So what kind of a chizei is it? And why do we have to resort to it? Posi, midni yisrael avodim, avodaihein, v'loy avodim v'avodim. דחין יודע על ינו אם כינים יודע כי את בלה בייס וכי מכיח בפרק הורנים דיסיבר כרבונון בזכיר יין ולוי בקבלונס so this is says in other words in Hanami that the Pial Kenga Chayze is something that is self-evident we don't have to resort to process but the Supreme Court of the United States decided labor is not a commodity. So for us, for the amateur, it's such a simple thing. We don't even have to to resort to any psukim. That he swore it. The worker is not a slave. So mainly, even if he committed himself to work, it doesn't mean that he cannot change his mind. He can change his mind. But if there is a change in the price of labor, so the question is, who should bear the loss? So without the Zeus HaKosov, I would say, true, that a worker is not a slave. And he can change his mind, but he has to be to assume the loss. To assume the loss. Because of this Zeus HaKosov, so it can be chayzeya and beyond our reino and not better. That's because of the Zakos. Mr. Asvora would say it's your day, alatachteino, if it's chayzeya. But chayzeya can. Mr. Asvora, we don't have to resort to the posik. So Rav paskens like Rabbono, and that pale yochalado be apur bahatia yein and nityode alari bichay mechia bichay gumni bisebe kerabono bischir yein beloi bichabones. So actually they are three shittes. There is a schir yein, there is a payal, and there is a kabal. A payal is a worker. A worker gets paid for the time. Let's say he works a whole day, 8 hours, so he gets $10. He gets $10. He works 10 hours, he gets $10 for the time. A kavlan is a contractor. He doesn't get paid for the time. Doesn't make any difference how much time he spends, whether he spends 2 months or he spends, let's say, the contractor is so smart he can do it in 1 hour. Not in 2 months, he's a genius. He can do it in 1 hour. He gets paid for the work, for the accomplishment, not for the time. So according to the Rabbon, we say that a payout and a kaplan can be chayzer as yodalye. According to Rabbeinu, everybody agrees he can be chayzer, no shayla. So a payout can be chayzer, a contractor, a kaplan can be chayzer, and it's yodal tachteinu. Rav paskens like the Rabbonon in regard to Shchirei, but in regard to a kaplan, of course a kaplan can be chayzer too, there's no doubt. That is something of swore. But there's a kosuf of the Yidne Yisroel Avodim, Avod HaHeinu, Avod HaAvodim, that they can be chayzer and Shorei Aleinu, that applies only to the payah, not to a kaplan. And that's the way we pass.
So a kaplan absorbs the financial loss, if any.
That's right. Lukach mais and move it around, the king yod al yeno, in king yod al abayis, the king yod al yeno, 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 there is a psak years ago about 50 years ago, or more than 50 years ago. So I read about it, after the psak was ended by Harab Rababo Yitzchok HaKein Kuk, the first Rabakel of Eretz Yisrael, the father of Tzvi Yehuda Kuk. So he passed at the time, they asked him whether Al-Bedin workers can strike. And of course, whenever there is a strike, so there is loss to the employer. It's not a strike, there is loss to the employer. So the question is, of course, he can strike. They can strike. But the question is, when there is loss, who bears the loss? Who bears the loss? So Rav Kook passed that he can strike. He can strike, even though it involves loss, because of Pe'al Yochel Alva Be'afil B'chatzi Ayin. So that would mean that only workers, Pe'alim, can strike, even if it involves, but contractors cannot strike. I don't know, we only hear of strikes by workers, Are the strikes by contractors too? I mean, you don't hear so much.
Not here. Well, in Europe, small businessmen are happy they can close down their shops and send all their workers home.
I mean, contract Nazi poser and Nazi donors. No, I mean, contractor is also like worker, but he gets paid for the piece of work, not for the time. Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean, that is a term of that. They were heard of, you know, business people striking. I mean, how can it be done?
They closed down their shops, I mean, for political reasons.
They're
against the government, so they all closed down their shops.
He pays stronger if businessmen strike, so then the other business people sell more and more.
They do it together. It's a collusion.
Yeah, but I mean, I never heard of it. But contractors, I mean, doesn't you think it's a union of contractors? I mean, all the workers, the mine workers, I mean, the textile workers, I mean, they all get paid according to time, not according to the piece that they come to try. Kalibne Yisrael Abori, Nira Lid, in Komoki, Mutel, the Odom, the Odom, the Haskirat, the Dafke, the Divlish, and Yochel Arbe, the 18 kingdoms money, El Vishtar Shichu, Eber Mishon Avodeh. So the Goyim says, Ve'agoyis Mordechai, Eiseya V'yeisa Mishorish. So Teis V'shiti is, even though there is a Pasuk Kelibne Yisrael Avodi, Avoda Hei V'loi Avodim V'Avodi. And that means that one is not allowed, as the Gemara in Midrashim points out, one is not allowed to sell himself for anything. He can. He has a legal right to sell himself for whatever. That doesn't mean that it's the right thing, that he's a nice person if he does it. He's a tzenisa deraisi, to sell himself for an evadivari. Because an evadivari can either be nikal de besi, that is, bisman shayelome, if somebody stole. So when can a person, a Jew, be sold like business and everything? Only in one case, if he stole and he doesn't have money to pay the cash. So then Bezdin can sell him as an everything, as much as he wanted.
Just to pay the principal, just to pay the, what he stole.
What?
Just to pay back what he stole.
Not a cave, only for the cash.
Not the knas.
Not a knas, only for the cash. But for any other debt, has to show it. Only for me. So, but a person can sell himself to the merit. So he has a legal right, but he's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to do it. Why is he allowed to do it? Because to me, Yisrael Avodi, Avodahei, Viloi, Avodim Avodi, and that's the reason as to why if he says Ra'aftis, Adem, the Sishti, the Manai, so the Rotra is Sosne Bil Marzeya, because Eizen Sheshoma Bar Sinai, Ki Lidne Yisroel Avodim, Avod Ahein, Bilo Yavodim, Avodim, Vihol Arze, Umoch Aratzme, Leheber, Yerotza. So it's an Isra Reis, but even though it's an Isra, he has a legal right to do it. Father can sell his daughter as an amorio. Of course, it's a sale, but he can do it.
But the sale is valid.
The sale is valid. The sale is valid, but it's a sale. It's a terrible thing, but
I've been tempted with that.
Right. So, but it's a sale. So the question is, as a matter of fact, the washing the Gemara in Babli, in Kushnis, is in Sheshom al Sinai, Kilinis, Hoylavodi. The Russian of the Oshaldi is Eizen Shishoma Bahar Sinai Onechi Adi Shema Vekecha Vihola Ze Umochara Satsmi Lehebe. So is Yot. So in words, if a person is kind, Onechi Adi Shema Vekecha, then he will not sell himself. Sell himself in it, even though I mean his mind, the Benishon is not even me, a Hasichon. But there are degrees of emunah, you know, there are all degrees of emunah. Sometimes one is a kiva b'ikya chasvichon, alright? But even if he's a maimi, if he's not motivated by the concept of anichi adishamu lekecho, so mele he remains a spiritual slave. And if he hadn't been a spiritual slave, he would never agree to sell himself in it. Why does he sell himself in it? He wants to have security. So, what was his name? He said, give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry.
Yeah, I suppose it was Patrick.
Yeah, give me liberty or give me death. So, but if somebody is not thief, does not have a free spirit, so he'll say, I want to be a slave, but give me bread, you see. So, if somebody is motivated by the concept of Anichi Adishem Lekecho in a full way, then he can say, as Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. I mean, so even so it's also. So the question is, maybe it's also for a person to engage himself for work for 6 years. So Teisu Shiti is no. It's also to sell himself as an eved, but to commit himself for work, not an eved, even for 6 years, so it's muta. In the Kolmok in muta, Odom Lahaskras, Midatke, Eveze Ivri, Shi Yochel Arzli. Why is it different? Because an eved Ivri cannot be chayzer. An eved Ivri cannot be chayzer. Even though an eved Ivri can also be made tziat mechiris. So, in other words, through keset, so nikoyim, so he's minake, I mean, but he cannot be chayzer just like that. Only if he pays back the money that he got, you know, when he sold himself to the oven, and he just has to deduct a certain amount of money according to the number of years that he already worked for him. In other words, if he, let's say, he sold himself for 6 years for $6,000 and he worked, there is a lot of years here. No?
Maybe it's important from the friends.
No? I don't know whether I'm super sensitive or I'm just not sensitive at all. I mean, so, even could it be something else?
It smells like you smell something.
Well, you just smell something.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm sure it's not in here.
Yeah.
It's not like it is, no? All right. So, so let's say for 6 years, $6,000, and he worked three years, so he can be made as much as 20 coins. In other words, he'll deduct $3,000 and he'll give back to the ordinary $3,000 that he gives her house. So he can still, I mean, release himself, but not so simple, not just by saying, I quit. The ordinary can say to him, you quit, give me back the money that I paid you. Mashinkin worker is paid your chlazo de atu bachati ayei. And we paskun, it's in yodei. It's Yodei Alayeno, some mele. Why should we also have to make a commitment for 6 years? What's also? He doesn't want it, so let him quit. And he doesn't have
it's to. It's not a nice thing to do, though.
What?
It's not a nice thing to do.
Not a nice thing. That's good. But still, it's muta to commit himself. See, it's not a nice thing to do because of shares, his soil, he also abnormally double hodl. But he has a legal right to do it. Do it. So the Goyim says, but that was more high is chilek. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu says it's osir for a Jew to make a commitment to work for more than 3 years. In other words, to make a contract for 2 years, for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years is all right, but more than 3 years not. Why is the chesed more than 3 years? Because Kelim Yisroel Avodim, Avodahim Avod Avodim, and the Torah says in connection with the Divri, Ki Mishnes Chasochim. So the Divri work 6 years is like a double Sochim. So that means if it's more than three, so then he's like an Eved, even though he can be Chayzeya, but as you said, it's not a nice thing to do. Shiras Yisroel Yasavo has a little life to be Chayzeya. It's not the most moral thing. Shiras Yisroel Yasavo Dabar Chozor. But if he commits himself for less than 3 years, so then it's not like an Eved. Because Kimishnes HaSocher, but if he commits himself for 4 years, for 5 years, for 6 years, then it's like selling himself to an Eved. So he's even easier of the witness, all about him, and for the Hindu, they have no memory. Now, there is a very important Tshuva Berachah, some Sefer, a very important Tshuva Berachah. You know, there is Aloche, the Tzchoria Tzibo, you cannot fire. You cannot fire.
A what?
Fire.
A what?
When disengaged.
Who can I fire?
Tzchoria Tzibo. Somebody who is employed by the Tzibo, you cannot disengage unless at the time when you appoint someone for Tzchoria Tzibo, you stick to it. You only appoint him for a certain term. In other words, when you appoint the mayor over the city, Tzchoria Tzibo, of any official of the Tzibo, and you appoint him, how many years is the mayor? 4 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. 4 years. So, you appoint him for 4 years. So then, the mayor cannot have any time this again. The Tzibo, he wants to be mayor for life. Well, he was only appointed for 4 years. So,
Moshe can't arrive on the show, you cannot
find it. So, but if you appoint someone as a Tzchoria Tzibo star, you cannot fire him. It's an Issur. Who would want to be Kerav Yisroel? So you cannot fire unless there is a good reason. Let's say if he doesn't do his job, then you can't fire him. So it has to be shown. But if there is no good cause, you cannot fire Tzchoria Tzibo. You cannot, unless you stipulate. Now the question was whether you can fire off. You can fire off. So someone said that you can fire off. Somebody, you choose or something. Why? Because in the Shtetlach in Europe, so it was customary that when a town engaged someone as a off, they gave him a contract for 3 years. They gave him a contract for 3 years. So then, when somebody said, he wrote to the Samsei Fair, so why shouldn't the city, the people of the city, the Kehillah, at the end of 3 years say, we only appointed you for 3 years. We don't want to appoint you again. So Samsei Fair said, no. Because when people appoint someone as a whole, they really mean for life. It's obviously mean for life. Because usually, most of the time, you know, in those days, at least here, you know, even today in America, I mean, so he has to displace himself. But in Europe, so when they appoint someone as a whole, so they had to invite him from another town, he had to displace himself and give up his house and everything, uproot himself in every way, so he would be crazy, I mean, to uproot himself in order to again put himself at the end of 3 years. Why should anybody do that? The answer is the only reason. So, of course, as far as the QA is concerned, it's an appointment for life, because otherwise any sensible world wouldn't agree, you know, to uproot himself and then uproot himself again. Every 3 years he'll uproot himself. But why did the custom develop? Some people say that. It's a very remarkable insight to give a contract or a law of exile for 3 years because of the shita of the Agolis Mordechai. So in order that the rope should be there, an Isa of Kilibni Yisrael Abod.
So a rope in America that signs a lifetime contract is who would be, according to the shita, who would be up on the Caesar?
So that's the reason as to why they signed a contract for 3 years. I mean, it's really surprising. How is it that no Rob ever asked the Shaila whether he can sign a contract for more than 3 years? Well, the reason might be that in this country, it doesn't matter, it's muta, because even if they sign a contract, he can fire him anyway. He doesn't make any difference. I know of cases, I mean, not a joke, of certain Jews who gave a lifetime contract to the Rav, and after that they fired him. Just after that. I know of many such cases.
But so, it gives him certain rights in terms of getting compensation.
They gave him a nice taste from the shop. Now, I usually don't make preference for it, but I'll make an exception this time. So, when I was fired by the HTC, so then I called him to the door and he punched him, sent them as money and so on. So then the whole delegation came to my house. They made an offer that if I'll resign and I will not fight back, they'll make me a big reception, he says. They'll invite, he says, hundreds of people, and they'll shower praises upon me if I only agree to resign. But of course I rejected the offer.
So, yeah.
And then they said the Rabbi Soloveitchik is inflexible.
That's probably the nicest thing they said.
Anyway, so that's the reason as to why they give the Rav a contract for 3 years. That the Rav shouldn't be Ibrahim Isa. But as far as they are concerned, the intention is the obvious intention is to engage him for life, as long as the Rav will be willing to stay there. That's what some sages say. Very important, some sages. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Mitzil Chaveir, Eikon Chaveir, Agam Mitzil Rabbi Yechanan, Perek HaKei, Sei. So how is it that Rabbi Yechanan says when I'm being mitzil chaver is kol chaverei? Hani davke ich b'shech m'gizoch v'en apshei. Da'o li v'chay k'umi teivei. Abo b'nziye di k'emnige is kone. Do you have a skill in the team? For the Catholic, you come up here and call him up, look him at school. He is lame at the channel, so he does a hair as makne. So he may leave, does a hair as makne. So then he means he. He started it to me. I'm a born Tom Hodosh, you say. Because the Balamoya has the kashe, how is it that Mori here said, the poor Shiki Yidin, the Lausus, Kol Machmetis, Lisa Chilu, that the Tawudas Chometz is lost. And because of that, so Kusha Chababli, Sheikh Ramadi, Kusha Chababli, Sheikh Ramadi Chimen Sadeini, Zeytem HaMitzri, these are the four types of Tawudas Chometz, so he's here about the world. He's here about the world. So, and the Shiti is that he's high market. He learned it out from Kol Machmetis Zechem. Zechem. So the Gemara is the Kashi. The Gemara is the Kashi. But there is Kazayim Dachilas Pras, Tamki Iker. So the question is, but Reblezer Darshans from Kol Machmetis that Hetar is Mistara Prisa, not Tamkika. What does it do with Tamkika? So the same Kashi is asked by the Barmoya and it's trained by the two. So the two you didn't find it. Okay, Tam, you didn't find it. Okay,
I forgot to look.
Why?
I forgot to look.
Okay, it's alright. So the Barmoya, the two give the Teret, that the reason is why, because here the Gemara says that it's also because of the Hetamistar of Isa is high off. And then the Gemara also mentions that it's also because of Tam Kinka. I mean, Gemara doesn't say Tam Kinka, but the Gemara says, Yehoche amai kid rabon alei de rableza bikus echababli. In other words, there is Kadai de Achilles Pras, and Kadai de Achilles Pras is mentioned in connection with Tamki Iker. So the Gemara in the Peretz, there is no Kadai de Achilles Pras. So we see that Kus Echababli, there is involves Tamki Iker, because Kadai de Achilles Pras is has to do with Tam Kika. In other words, if there is Tam and there is the Ikazai Rechles Ras, so then he is Chai. Moral Kashi, why the Rabbonim say he's Potter? But the question is, Kusach HaBavli has nothing to do with Tam Kika. It has to do with Hetam Star of Yitzha. The tool, he finished off in Dalek, he says, no, by Kusach HaBavli, there is no Aloch of Tam Kinka. Even though there is a Tam, and Horaya, the northern nations, Kazai, Yachlas, Ras, the Tam is not is not the real Tam. It's not a real Tam. So, Mele, it's not a Tam Gomer. But the Ramoya gives another Teret. It is a Tam Gomo, but the Tam is not the Tam of Chometz. It's not the Tam of Chometz. What does Kusach HaBavli have? Kusach HaBavli has many ingredients. So it has crumbs of Chometz, pas, and it has milk, cheese, it has milk, the milk. So the Tam is a Tam Chosh. It's not when you eat. Kusach HaBavli is like ketchup, you know, it's something that you dip other foods in it. So when you eat the Kusach HaBavli, you feel a new tam that is attributable to the mixture of bread and milk. But it's not a tam of bread, it's a new tam. So maybe we cannot apply the aloha of tam kikya, we have to apply the aloha of Hetam Sarapisa. That's the Balamoya stats. So the Rabbi is Chelik. Omar Avram Tam Kodosh Huse, Vigamrimu Minei, Ki Hu Doroshi Efsha, Shi Yie Hagimu Sheboi. Mimin Acher, Apiloi. Taimi Nikabe. In other words, it says, what is Kusha Babli. Gemara says, so the Gemara says that Kusha Babli has three ingredients. It has Nishuna de Chalve, that means milk, I mean, maybe it's whey, I don't know, a derivative of milk, and then it has salt, and it has bread, pieces of bread. So, it has three ingredients. Kidova she'efshar she'yeh hagimu she'boi mimin acheya v'li tamei nikabu uch she'yikshu yizire yihochel rablezah chomet v'pesach namen echshev ekeheta mitstarif v'yizeh. I mean, how does the Baal Moya know that the Kusach HaBavli, all the items, the Mishnah mentions, four minei tahuves, and four types of minei umnes, that's Chometzruk. So, the four minei tahuves is Kusach HaBavli, Sheikh Alamodi, Chen Tzademi, Vizeis Mam Nitzre. So that's Tarubes Chomets. Tarubes Chomets. And then three Minei Umnes. Zumen Shal Savoy, Amilon Shal Tabochim, Bikolon Shal Seifu. In other words, something that reduced the Ziglu and the Zidai. I mean, so it also had, it was Chomets, and it wasn't the Tarubes Chomets. Chomets then, but it wasn't really Rol Achille, only Rol Achille al the Atchak, only Rol Achille al the Atchak. So, Kusach HaBavli, Sheikh HaModi, Chemitz HaDemi, Zisla Mitzri, that's Tavulus Chomets. And then the Gemara says, that Mendimu Amubeis, Omar Babui, Omar Abichan, Komisun, Shubateo, and Adam Star of Lisa, חוץ מייסורי נוזיה, שהרי אומרו תירו מישחוס הנוגע. So, ביחד says that by נוזיה, היתר מסתר פליסה. What it means מישחוס הנוגע? If he takes a piece of pass and he dips it in wine and then he eats the piece of pass that was dipped in wine, and the kazayis is formed by heavy kazayis by the piece of pass, and heavy kazayis by the drops of wine that the piece of pass has. So then we say hetam star plisa, even though of the wine itself there is only heavy kazayis, it is counted out itself through the piece of pass and the drops of wine, so he's still high. So that's Mishra Sanon. Uziro Omar Apsir Bal Taktiro. Now we say, Kol Seir Bechol Vash Vish Taktiro Men Yishav Ad Hashem. So suppose he's Maktir half Seir and half Matze, so he's higher Maut. So we gather the love of there is also a loche of hetam misar plisa. Kimam kerablaze adidorish ko. How does Zira know that in regard to lab kol seir bechol vash v'sakir men yishar v'shem we are marved a loche hetam misar plisa? Because the Torah says whole sale, one year, every sale. What do you mean, every sale? Even hetam start visa. Even hetam start visa. Some may late like a blazer, just as a blazer, darshins, the tarubes chomet. Is chayev malkes, because kol machmet is chayev, every machmet, including tarubes chomet. So, is chayev malkes, the darshins kol. So, zire darshins, kol seyer, the whole was of the Hashem. Yochel in chomet, Pesach, name. So Zira should say, not just Afseh Baal Taktiru, but he should say, Afseh Baal Taktiru, V'chomet V'Pesach, Name. So Yimora says, Eloch Nach. So coming to Zira, so he's Marbe, not only Afseh Baal Taktiru, but Kol Machmet says also, like a blessing. So why did he mention Afseh Baal Taktiru? La'afik l'davayet, d'ma yish aktor l'pokas v'kazayis. Kamashmon, the actor loved Pokas Mekazayis. He emphasizes Sebal Taktiru to be masik and Abaye's din. Because according to Abaye, by actor say, you got high malchus even if you're maktir less than a kazayis of say of Chometz. So mainly the whole aloche. Of Tziruf is not Shaya. Tziruf is Shaya. When you have to have the Kazayis and you don't have the Kazayis of the Chometz, you have half a Kazayis of Chometz and half a Kazayis of Matzeh. So there is Tziruf. But according to Abaye, even if you mark the half a Kazayis, the 30 Kazayis, the 10th of a Kazayis, a Mashu of Chometz, so Yechayev Malkus. So the whole Shaila is not relevant, I mean, of Tziruf. So that's why Zira mentioned that there is the aloche of Petam Star of Nisea, Gabisir Baltaktiro also, in regard to the love of Kolseir, but of Vasla Saktiro Menisha Lishem. But Chomet V'Pesach, so of course, there is Petam Star of Nisea, because of Kol Machmetes, Loisachelu, but in Achaname, Zira accords with the view of Rebbeza. So we see from and the Gemara says that Rebbeza who says, so this Gemara says on one hand that Rebbeza who is Mar Betarubes Chometz from Kol Machmetes, he holds that Kol Machmetes Loisachelu implies that there is Aloch of Etam Star of Lisa. There is Etam Star of Lisa. And then on the other hand, the Gemara says that Mem Gimel, the Gemara says, Man Tane, the Chomet, the Gomor al Tarubes, the Yukshe Beilei, the Lav, so Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Lezari, the Tanya al Chomet, the Gomor, Onush Kores, Alehuve, Glav, Divir Rebleza, Vachachomim Alchomis Dogum Homo, Dom Gomu Onush Kores, Alehuve Glekum, there is no Malkus. So Rebleza is the one, so the Tanner of the Mishneh, who mentions that there is a few Malkus, for Kusach HaBavli, Chimitz HaDeni, Sheikh Ramadi and Zeisem HaMitzri with the four types of Tarubes Chomes, that's like a blazer. A blazer is Mechayev for Tarubes. And what do you mean Tarubes? Because of Tam. So there is a stira on one hand. And then the other Gemara, and Gemara says, why are the Rabbonim Chilik and a blazer in regard to Kusach HaBavli? It's Kazai Lachilas Pras, that's because of Tam Kiyigya. So we have two Gemaras which imply that the Mishneh, the Kame of the Mishneh, the Kame of Mishneh who represents the view of Rebbeza, so he holds that by Chomet V'Pesach there's Aloha Petam Star of Liseh, the Hetam Star of Liseh, that's the Gemore of Kiman Ki Rebbeza Didor Ishkol, Yochan Chomet V'Pesach Mameh, and then that's the Gemore, and then we have two Gemores that the Tanna, the Mishnah, who represents the view of Rav Lezer, so he holds the Halacha of Tamkika, of the Chumash Chometz, the Lav, so it's a stira. That's the kasha that the Baramoya raised. So the Baramoya gave the Teretz in Ochaname. True that there is Tam by the Tarubes of the Mishneh Kusach HaBavli and Chemus HaDeini and Sheikh HaRamodi Zeich HaRamitzri, but there it's not also because of Tam Ki Ikea, because the Tam is not a Tam of Chomet. The Tam is a Tam Chodosh. In Kusach HaBavli, when one eats the Kusach HaBavli, he doesn't feel the Tam of bread. In Chemus HaDeini, so when one drinks the Edomite vinegar, and Edomite vinegar has barley in it, he doesn't feel the tam of barley, he feels a new tam that is due to the mixture of barley and other things. So, maybe the aloha of tam kikar is not chaya. When do we apply the aloha of tam kikar? When we feel the original tam of the isa ingredient. Here we feel itam chodosh, not itam yure. Itam yure. So the aloha of tam kikya doesn't apply. But, because of etam star of Lisa, so mele is high. That's the Baramoya's time. So he says, no, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. It's not, the Mitzvah is not like that. In Kusach HaBavli and Sheikh HaRamodi and in Chen Tzadeni, Vides Mamitri, when one eats one of these four things, so he feels the original Tam Chometz. In Kusach HaBavli, he feels the Tam of bread. In Chen Tzadeni, he feels the Tam of barley. And then the same thing is true in Sheikh HaRamodi and in Zeisan HaMitzri. He feels the Tam of the original Chometz ingredient, not the Tam Chodosh that originates in the mixing of Chometz and something else. But the question is, if it's